gentlemen. Yeah. I said ladies and gentlemen again. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know. You got bad habits.
Is the
audio good, people? Because we're having audio problems with this fucking laptop. We don't know what
it's
it is.
Ghosts. It's gremlins.
Gremlins, yeah.
Which is the movie that we're working on this week.
Yeah, so doing this movie here, it was called Better Watch Out.
Yeah, we're doing holiday movies all this week because, you know, run up to Christmas, so that's how it do.
Yeah, this one was all right.
I liked this one, actually.
This is all right.
this was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. It didn't really pull me into it. I really wasn't quite in the mood for it, but if I had been in the mood for it, I probably would enjoy it a lot better. It's not a bad movie.
Now this one, this was my second time seeing it because I saw it last year or the year before. Now this came out, I guess it premiered at Fantastic Fest back in 2016, but it didn't really get a wide release, well, what counts as a wide release for an indie movie, until 2017. So that's why I put 2017 on the thing. Mm-hmm. It's on Shudder. It might be on Tubi too, but I'm not entirely sure. But I watched it on Shudder because it's in their holiday horrors section. Now, the thing about this movie, though, is that it has a twist, and it's really, really hard to talk about the movie without talking about what the twist is.
Yeah.
So should we spoil it or no?
No, don't spoil it. I don't think enough people have seen the movie.
Maybe not.
Sophie's saying hi from work. Mango's in there.
Hi.
What's up, Sophie?
Hi, everybody.
So, if you got to come down and visit us again. Help Jenny get some work done. This one here... It's kind of like, it starts off as kind of like the standard thing where babysitter has to come into the house to watch the kid. You know it's a fucking horror movie kind of set up. And then you see the kid, and the kid isn't fucking young at all. The kid's like the same age as the babysitter almost.
Well, no, because, now in the movie's universe, the kid, whose name is Luke in the movie, he's actually played by an actor named Levi something.
When I saw the kid, I was like, man, that kid's fucking old. That kid's the same age as the babysitter.
In the movie, he's supposed to be 12, and the actor when he made it was 13.
Okay.
So, and the girl is supposed to be 17. I think she was a little bit older, when she shot it.
They looked about the same age. Once you get to my age,
all you bitches look like babies.
They all look like babies.
You
all
look like babies.
No, I thought he was about 16, and I thought she was about 16 or 17.
No, that actor was only 13 when he shot that, and he was actually supposed to be 12.
Because they're the same size.
Yeah, but she was just like a little. But so the whole setup of this. Also, can I say that I love how the fucking parents in this were played by Patrick Warburton and Virginia Madsen. They're not in it that much, but I thought it was really cool that they had them kind of cameo in there. I think it only took them 5 days to shoot their scenes or whatever. So the setup of this is that Ashley is a 17-year-old girl. She lives in the neighborhood and she has babysat for this kid pretty much his whole life since he was, since she was old enough to babysit. And this 12-year-old boy has romantic feelings for this 17-year-old girl, but of course she just sees him as a kid because he is a kid. She has a boyfriend, she's going off to college next year, and she's moving somewhere else and all this other stuff. She's not really worried about it. However, unbeknownst to her, on this night, this Christmas evening, when she's going over here to babysit this little kid, he has decided that tonight's the night he's going to make his move.
Yeah, that's some weird shit.
So he's, trying to, impress her by basically, doing a shit that a 12-year-old would do to impress a 17-year-old girl. Look, I can drink a whole bottle of champagne. Or, look. Yeah. And he's, trying to get, touch her thigh. Trying to, make out with her and shit. And she's just like, whoa, bro, what the fuck are you doing? And then it's good because the kid that's in this is great. Because like I said, it's really, really hard to talk about without spoiling it, because he comes across as an awkward kid, but also one that's really precocious and is really smart. And so you can tell that he's really frustrated that he's still being treated like a child, even though he doesn't see himself as a child.
That's the truth.
So I think he's really, really good at conveying that. And then the shit that he has to convey later on. Okay, here's one thing I will say, which is maybe kind of a spoiler. Did you guys see the movie The Babysitter? Which we did, we talked about the sequel, Babysitter Killer Queen. I don't remember if we ever reviewed the original or not, although I really, really liked the original very much. But this, it's kind of similar to that. This movie kind of reminded me of The Babysitter in a lot of ways. So that's not necessarily a spoiler, but I'm just going to say that there is kind of like a twist thing in there. But yeah, what happens is he's trying to make out with her. And then it seems that, like, all this kind of ambiguous creepy shit, like, starts happening, just like in your standard, like, babysitter horror movie, where she keeps getting phone calls and no one's there. The pizza guy shows up, even though they didn't order a pizza, and it has mushrooms on it, even though the kid hates mushrooms. It's like, so all this, you know, and then, like, some of the Christmas decorations, like, turn up in random places, and she's, like, kind of wigging out. And then it seems like somebody, like, breaks in the house, and it kind of, like, goes on from there. So I will say, like I said, it's very, very hard to not spoil this because I think I really, really like the twist in it. I really, really like the way that this went. And I really like that it almost kind of starts out as, I don't want to say lighthearted necessarily, because it does have like a horror intruder type of thing, but it's also kind of funny. And, you know, it's kind of Christmassy and kind of a black comedy kind of thing. And then, like, right at about the halfway point, it goes, like, more full-on into horror, and it's, like, not really funny anymore. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, like, has that kind of, like, hard shift. But I think it's, like, really, really well done. The crazy thing about this, and this is something that I did not know until I was researching this movie. I found this, there's this channel called Good Bad Flicks, and he does, like, really, like, breakdowns of, like, all the behind-the-scenes kind of shit. And he did one on this movie. So I got a lot of info from that. Originally, this movie, which was written and directed by a guy called Chris Peckover, he was originally going to shoot this in North Carolina, I think, for $500,000. But then I guess he met this Australian producer, and the Australian producer was basically like, hey, I'll give you $3 million if you shoot it, like, on the Fox Studios lot, I think, like, in Sydney, Australia. So he was like, oh, $3 million, okay. So they actually shot this in Australia, and most of the actors, as far as I could determine, are Australian, but you would never guess that,
yeah,
like, from listening to them. I don't think they were, I didn't know they were Australian, but I'm pretty sure that that the three main actors, I think, are Australian. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Also, another thing, too, is that the house where this was shot, because this is basically a one-location film. It's all in one house and the yard and everything. The house and the yard and everything is all a set. They essentially built a house, and they built, like, 60 feet of yard, like, all around it.
You can't tell.
And, yeah, you would never, never know. Like, the only part that was shot, like, on location, there's, like, a little bit of a preamble at the beginning where they're kind of, like, going down the street. And they shot that in, like, Minnesota or something like that, because it's, like, all wintery. But they shot this in Australia in, when was it? January or something like that, which is summer in Australia. So they're like, when we're shooting this, there's fake snow and shit like that everywhere. But it was hot. It was, like, 85 degrees. Like, when they were shooting it, so they had to, like, they said it was, like, really jarring, because you'd walk onto this set that looks like a house in a yard that has fucking snow and Christmas decorations and, you know, Christmas shit all over it, and then it's, like, and then it was, like, summer, and it was sweltering, so it was super weird. But I didn't realize, as I saw some behind-the-scenes shots of this, they essentially built this entire house, and they're just, like, they built it as an open floor plan so that, you know, the camera crew could, like, move around in there, and they could get, like, all these interesting shots and shit. But I was just kind of like, holy crap, man. But it's just like, this, I mean, as far as holiday horror movies go, this is a good one. I like that it, you think it's going one way, but then it slightly, you know, it kind of goes off kilter, like, it catches you on off guard a little bit. I like that it has a sort of meta Home Alone type thing, because they do make a lot of, like, Home Alone homages in this. And the guy that directed it even said he kind of wanted it to make it seem like it was in not necessarily the same universe as Home Alone, but he's like, I was imagining that this was, like, the house next door, like, to the McAllister house, like, from Home Alone. He's like, so I was kind of imagining, because there is a really, really good Home Alone gag in this, which is pretty gruesome, which is kind of like the signal for the movie going more off in horror direction. Also, the guy that plays Ashley's ex-boyfriend, who shows up at some point, I think his character name is Jeremy in the movie, he was in the car, and I'm looking at him going, God damn it. It's like, that dude is so familiar. Who the fuck is that? And when I was looking him up, he was like, well, he was in the Power Rangers movie. And I'm like, I didn't see that shit. It's not the Power Rangers movie. He was Billy from Stranger Things, the mullet guy. Like the hot guy with like the fucking Camaro, whatever the fuck he had, that everybody was like in love with. It was like banging all the moms and stuff. He was that guy. Oh, yeah, so that guy, he only has like a really, really small part. He's only in it for maybe like 5 minutes or something. But it was just, it was bugging me, and I can't believe that I didn't remember. It was like Stranger Things guy. That was like, he was in it. But so, yeah, so this, I guess this came out before, I can't remember when the first season of Stranger Things came out, but this might have been like before that. So this was kind of like his big break, I suppose. But yeah, this is, like I said, if you're looking for a good Christmas horror movie, you could certainly do worse than this one. Like, if you like The Babysitter, you will probably like this one because it's kind of similarly themed and kind of has a similar vibe to it. And yeah, I just, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. You liked it.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Yeah.
But as I think my favorite thing about it is probably that kid that was in it. I mean, that kid was fucking great. He was a really good actor. And especially when I found out that he was almost the same age as his character. So he was still essentially a kid. He was only 13 years old. And the fact that he fucking pulled off the crazy shit that he had to do in this movie was just like, that was pretty fucking good. But you know what I mean? And the kid that plays his friend was okay too. I think was really good too. I think he was 14. But yeah, so everybody's kind of like age appropriate in this. So you, Victor says, is this an old movie or a new movie? It's 2016, 2017. It was, I think it premiered at a festival in 2016, but it didn't get released
it
in the
seems
U.S.
new
until
when
you watch 2017. Yeah, you wouldn't really know. It's very, very recent. So, and I wanted to say too that I think originally, when it was originally made or it was originally shopped around, when it premiered at Fantastic Fest, I think it was called Safe Neighborhood. But when it was like, when the producer picked it up and wanted to distribute, I think it's distributed by Wellgo USA, which is the same company that distributed Train to Busan in the US. They were like, can we change the title? Because it's, we want to make it more Christmassy, and that doesn't really seem like a Christmassy title. So they like did the whole marketing thing with Better Watch Out and stuff like that. We'll say too that I don't know if the guy would ever be interested in making a sequel, but you totally could. I mean, I think like the end of it, It's one of those good endings that it was like a satisfying ending and you could leave it like that and everyone would be fine with it. But if you wanted to make a sequel, you could absolutely do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not open-ended, but, you know, you could move on from it if you really, really wanted to. But, you know. So, yeah, like I said, it's on Shudder. It might be on Tubi, too. I'm not really sure. I think some people also have also seen it, said that it was on Amazon Prime, so you might want to check on there, too, if it's there. But, yeah, so if you're looking for some holiday horror movies, then check this one out, because I really liked it a lot. And we're going to do another one tomorrow. I already got it planned out. It's another one that I've already seen that I saw last year, the year before. But I really like that one as well, and so I wanted to kind of save that one till last, because I really like it. But, yeah, so Tom looks like he's...
Yeah, I'm kind of bored. Not very good.
Yeah.
Man.
What's the matter?
I just want to go for a walk.
Oh, okay.
I want to go for a walk, and then I want to take a nap, probably. About time for an old man nap.
Yeah, it's about his nap time.
I don't know, man. I need,
he needs to get put down. He's getting fussy.
I'm getting fussy.
I wouldn't. Can I please make a shirt with your face on it that says, I'm getting fussy?
I'm thinking about what I'm going to cook. I got that chicken thawed in there. I'm going to make something. I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make that sog paneer.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to make some chicken on the side. So you can either have it with chicken or with...
That's right, because we just bought that big block of paneer. Because last time we were at the Indian market, I was like, let's get a big block of paneer because we haven't had any of
those. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
So I want to make that before that spinach goes bad.
Yeah, because we didn't get
I got two boxes of spinach back there.
Yeah, we better do something with that because you don't want that to go to waste.
He's going on about damn movie. I'm thinking about how I'm going to cook that spinach.
Yesterday he made like a really nice like Thai chicken curry.
Yeah.
With like some potatoes and some eggplant and stuff in it. Yeah, I had a little bowl of that for lunch. That was like really,
really
good.
Had fresh basil leaves in there.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the curry leaves that we had.
No, it was basil leaves I picked out of the backyard.
Oh, well, shit.
Hell yeah.
Right out of nature, bitch. That's how that happens. Yeah, we have little basil plants out there.
Yeah.
All right. So, check this movie out, and we'll be back tomorrow for another matinee, our last little Christmas matinee of the year. And thanks everybody for stopping by. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.